This is Twit.
Considering that I'm on Team One Plus now, I was very curious and intrigued by the OnePlus 6T announcement that happened here in New York City yesterday. I did not attend. I couldn't. I had to work, but I wasn't even invited. But whatever.
You're not better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not that jealous. I didn't see our friends of the show like Josh Vergara having a great time. But whatever. So OnePlus 6T, really interesting. $549 for 6 gig of RAM, 128 gig of storage. They announced a carrier partnership with T-Mobile. For the first time ever, OnePlus available via T-Mobile and also finally supports Verizon. Mm-hmm. So a friend of mine at work actually was saying who got the Pixel 3 and he got it because he couldn't get a OnePlus because it didn't support Verizon. Now they do. So if you're on Verizon, OnePlus can come into your world.
It's a two-week Jason's return got it there. Window.
Jason, I'm sorry, Flo?
I was just going to say it's a two-week return window if you buy a phone from Verizon.
You better keep that in mind. So Jason's got the interesting phone in his hand. I'm very jealous. It's a 6.4-inch AMOLED display, 2340 by 1080 with a tiny, tiny little teardrop notch.
I like their notch approach.
It's a teardrop the size of Johnny Depp's in Crybaby. basically, they got rid of the notification light to make the notch smaller, which I think is a great idea. I think it looks great. Yeah. In-display fingerprint sensor near the bottom in a all fixed right. location, which
should
is pretty
I,
cool.
show this off?
Yeah, I'm yeah, super
there it is. So you get a little indicator, and you go...
That's pretty cool. That's
that
nice.
Was that, super cool.
That's innovation there, folks. and they've got the same dual rear-facing camera setup as the OnePlus 6, 16 megapixel at f1.7 and a 20 megapixel. So that's a familiar look for me, at least, with my OnePlus 6. It's running a Snapdragon 845. No more headphone jack. To make room for more battery, everyone has choices. You got a USB-C connector there instead of a headphone jack. It's running Android 9 Pie and no wireless charging and no water resistance. But it's $549. Yeah. So again, choices. That's our theme of this show today. Choices. So
remember when $600 used to be a flagship?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Man.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh man.
Boy, times have changed.
Ooh.
So I don't know, but this looks like a pretty decent phone for somebody looking for a mid-range, I think.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I like it. Yeah, and it feels good. I mean, obviously this kind, it has an aluminum, or the unit that I was shipped has an aluminum back. You can get it with a glass back as well. So if you want a full glass body, I believe you can get that with the 6T. But yeah, I really like how they treated the front. I think the teardrop, I'm not sure if they coined that or if people are just calling it a teardrop notch, yeah. But it's minimal enough, right? Like they really just kind of went around the camera with a little bit of a slope. I think I saw a leaked render of, I can't remember whose phone it is, but it had a notch up there that was literally the same shape as the camera and it looked super mechanical. So like adding that little slope kind of makes it feel a little bit more graceful instead of just like throwing a camera in the corner to go for minimalism. I don't know. My one complaint, and it's a super light complaint, is the fact that the way that they kind of gradually slope around the corners here and the UI elements kind of hugging it a little close for my taste. Sometimes it, depending on what's up there, it feels like it's almost about to get clipped or something. Mm-hmm. It feels like it doesn't have enough kind of padding around it. But that's a super like nitpicky sort of thing that I noticed.
As an app developer, I would worry about tap targets in that top left and top right corner. Like if you have a back button up there or something, like if there's an app that takes up through the status bar, it would be kind of weird to make a user click off the screen. People have that problem with like the Galaxy S8 as well. Where stuff will run off the left side of the screen. You kind of have to like reach around and like kind of gently nudge the left side of the phone.
Yeah. It's like you're going off the display in order to get it to do the thing you want it to do. I mean, we're seeing so much more of this though, the rounded display kind of cutout sort of thing.
Sloping off.
The sloping
that's
happening.
That's in style. So. That's the style, the UI
it totally
style
is.
Now.
Totally.
Even
is.
Like when on online interfaces, everything now is curved around the border. So it's like everything's got to have a curve.
Yep.
An important correction, as noted in the chat room, it's still running OnePlus's Oxygen OS, which is based on Android 9 Pi. So it is still the OnePlus flavor But that said, I've got that running on my OnePlus 6, and it's got a lot of the Android Pie stuff that I would expect from it. So.
Oh, Jason,
yes.
Show us the in-display fingerprint scanner.
Oh, I could show that again. Let's see here. Okay, so see, I shake, and there it is, and then I go. Now that one was fast. Now I will say, sometimes it's slower than that. And then so, you know, probably it's just like, you know, it's an optical through the display fingerprint sensor. That little light dance that happens, that's not just a visual effect from what I understand. When that happens, it's actually lighting up
your fingerprint.
Right. So it's adding a little bit more dimension to the light that's being gathered through your fingerprint.
Making the
from
spiritual
what I understand.
Connection between your yes. thumb and the phone.
You aren't actually unlocking your phone. Your spirit guide is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a ghost in the phone.
Can you unlock the phone when the screen is completely off, or do you kind of have to like yank your phone?
You have
a little
to
bit?
See that. You have to see the little light up thing in order to
interesting.
That's the only thing that would get to me, because I like having the physical fingerprint.
Yeah, so that you can just pop it off.
Yes.
I thought that was going to bug me a lot, but what I realized is the way it's set up right now, when I pick it up off the table, that's enough motion for it to then put the thing on the screen. You know what I mean? But it is nice. Like sometimes, like I remember with the Nexus, I think it was the Nexus 6P, when you're reaching into your pocket.
Yeah.
You knew where the fingerprint sensor was, so you could like have it unlocked by the time it was out of your pocket and you were looking at it, because there was that tactile aspect. And obviously, you eliminate that tactile part of it when it's underneath the display. That you just
but they did
don't
it.
Have that there.
But they did it.
Yeah. Well,
they're basically the first major U.S.
Yeah. Right.
To do it.
Right. There have been some Chinese manufacturers specifically that have done the in-display fingerprint sensor so far. This is probably the first mainstream device. And now,
I was going to say, technically, they're also Chinese manufacturers.
Well, they are. But now they're available in T-Mobile stores. They're not available in Verizon stores, but they do work on the Verizon network now. But if you go into a T-Mobile store, you'll be able to find this, I think, starting tomorrow.
So they will work on Verizon. I wonder if that means Verizon will give them a code.
A code.
Yeah, because they have to, like, when you register your Verizon phone, it, like, says the phone that you're using, and if it doesn't recognize the phone, it says, like, unknown phone.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think from what I read, you would take the phone into a Verizon store, and they will certify it for the network and connect it to your account.
Probably for a $30
fee. I
don't know that for sure, but probably.
I gotta say, the T-Mobile thing, this is what we said has been the problem with hardware manufacturers breaking into the market, is the carrier deal. So good job, OnePlus. I mean, this is what we've been saying they need to do. So I think the phone is great and the fingerprint sensor is neat, but the carrier stuff is the huge part of this announcement.
You're telling me this isn't a ghost? This is a ghost. There's a ghost in this phone.
Ghost.
See, there's a ghost. That's a ghost.
It's magic.
No,
magic.
That ghost is you trying to break into my phone here. If you want me to unlock it. Does that work?
Oh, it doesn't work upside down.
Oh, it doesn't work upside down. The loops have to be going the right way.
I would like to report a bug.
Anyways, so that's the OnePlus 6T. I'm going to do a review for new screensavers. I think this weekend you're going to see my review. It'll be my full review.